Welcome to the Dirt Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to be with me and talk about gardening or landscaping or pest control or whatever is on your mind. Give us a call at 1-866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. You can check out Facebook. Always have some action going on there. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett. Go in, and as I was saying at the end of the last hour, we're trying to get people to send us information about companies of any size companies at all that do organic sprayings, organic pest control, organic landscape maintenance from anywhere in the country. And we'll try to develop a database of these kind of people so we can help folks that call us and say, hey, how can I get away from the chemical lawn care company and use somebody that's putting out Garrett juice and the things that you recommend? That's what we're trying to get to here. And that goes for retail stores, hardware stores, feed stores, farm stores, nurseries, garden centers, you name it. So try to give us a hand, whoever you use, wherever you are in the country. And if you have people that are interested in getting into that arena, we recommend strongly, you can let us know. They can let us know through just send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. It's a real easy way to start the conversation about it, and we can be of help. Going through Facebook or through the chat rooms on dirtdoctor.com is a fine way to go as well. And let's see what else I needed to tell you before we go back to the phones. More and more people are getting into what we're talking about. It's kind of been a, you know, we're still in the minority. There's no question about it, because the chemical companies, the chemical fertilizer companies and pest control companies, those companies have deep pockets, a lot of money to spend on marketing, and they dominate the industry without any question. You walk in big stores and, you know, Scotts and Roundup and Miracle-Gro and things like that are going to dominate the entryways and the shelf space and the whole deal. So, you know, we're certainly in the minority. But on the other hand, the interest is growing very quickly in our direction. And new products and new techniques are coming out all the time. We're working with some companies developing some of those things. And it gets easier and easier and more cost-effective all the time. If golf courses are a really interesting category and a very frustrating category for me, because I'm years and years ago, I was an assistant superintendent, so I've been involved in that industry, and I still play golf and I'm around superintendents all the time. And some of the ones that should be the most interested in trying some of the techniques and products that we've helped make available are the ones that are the most closed-minded about it. More and more of the superintendents are getting into what we're talking about, because one of the companies that's in the fertilizer business that we're working with has done an outstanding job of getting them to understand one simple key, and that is if you can use some kind of a humic material, a product that has humic acid in it, that's an effective humic acid that helps to make nutrients bioavailable to the plants, two things can happen. One is they can cut their costs on fertilizer inputs pretty dramatically. And two, even more important, especially the way the weather continues to be, cut their watering requirements dramatically. The people that have the most trouble as far as golf course superintendents go tend to be the people who overwater. They almost are growing grass in a hydroponic situation. And the people that are starting to use some really good techniques of working with the chemistry, not only the chemistry, but the biology and the physics, and really have a grasp of what is working to make the nutrients put out enough nutrients to feed the plants, the soil and the plants properly, and not have nutrients volatilizing and becoming a part of air pollution and leaching through the soil and washing away to being a problem in the water stream. There's some movement there, and we're delighted to be getting involved in some of those things and helping some of the people. It will be in the not too distant future where more and more of the superintendents will be doing like Tierra Verde and some of the others that have gone organic, because the benefits are on the side of the things that we recommend. So if you're a member of a country club, or if you play a fee course, a public course, and know the people that run it or know the superintendents and get an opportunity to make a comment about learning more about what we're talking about here, by all means do that. And if there's any interest, let us know. Pat in Fort Worth is next up. Hello, Pat.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Hey, been listening to you for years. Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I've heard you talk about this many times before, but I never wrote it down, and that's diatomaceous earth. I know you can't recommend taking it internally because it's not FDA approved, but if you were going to take it internally yourself, which brand would you take?
Well, that's a good question. There are two companies on the market that I'm the most comfortable with. It's probably the best way to answer your question. One's called PermaGuard, and the other is called Diasource. And Diasource is the one I personally take myself. I have had a very difficult time, several of us have, getting that product on the market real well. It's a long story about why. It has nothing to do with the quality of the product, though. If you can find it, and it can be gotten mail order and things like that, it's just not in very many stores anywhere. You have to argue that it's the highest quality as far as using it in pet foods and livestock feed, and taking it internally, you know, for yourself. And I'd put the other one in the close category, PermaGuard. The only problem with it is that I always want to be careful to tell people that PermaGuard is the easiest one to find out there, and it's a good quality product, but they also put out a product that contains pyrethrum. And that makes me real nervous when you start talking about taking diatomaceous earth and somebody accidentally gets a product that's, you know, got the pyrethrum in it, and that'd be a bad, bad deal. Right. The other thing about taking DE internally is it would be even worse if people bought swimming pool diatomaceous earth and took it internally, because it's not for that, and it's a dangerous product to breathe when it's in a dry form, because it's got a real high level of crystalline silica dioxide, and if you breathe that stuff, it won't break down in your lungs, and it's a problem. That's not how the amorphous feed grade stuff is. It has extremely low levels of crystalline silica dioxide, and that's what we recommend. But you see what I mean? It's easy for people to hear us talk about diatomaceous earth and go to a store, and unfortunately, there's some stores that will actually sell it and say it's what I'm talking about, where it's swimming pool filtered material, not good for anything horticultural or anything feed grade at all.
How do you spell that? Diasource? Is it Diasource?
Yeah, DIA hyphen capital SOURCE. Dia Source, and the other one is PermaGuard. Uh-huh. I think PermaGuard's all one word. I'm not positive. I think that's what Arbico sells is PermaGuard on their mail order stuff. Everybody is still looking at the Diasource, and you know, it may become easier to get at some point in time, but right now it's a little difficult to get.
I bought some at the health food store the other day, is the reason I was asking, but and it says it's food grade. But it says it's outside flea relief, so okay. I thought I'd better check before I eat too much of it.
Well, the stuff that is sold in health food stores is probably clean. It's probably amorphous, meaning it's the natural stuff that's just, you know, a fine texture and put in a bag and not processed at all. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I don't know. Right. I don't know any of the other brands and how they're manufactured and how they're handled. If somebody's selling it in a store and calling it food grade, you got to scratch your head a little bit, Pat, because that's an illegal term to use. The legal term is feed grade, and PermaGard has had that problem with their product in the past, too. I'll have to be honest with you about that.
Okay, Howard, I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Good
Thank
luck.
You. All right.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back for you right after this. Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. It also happens to be good for you as a sports drink. The all-natural minerals and electrolytes infused into crazy water deep underground by Mother Nature help your body rehydrate and recover much better than all the artificial colors and sugars found in most sports drinks. If you can't make the run all the way out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at Whole Foods or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And open line at 866-444-3478. One thing that I meant to cover earlier in the show is I got a question about skin fungus. And some of you know that we've talked in the past, and we have information on the website about the fact that you can cure toenail fungus and heat rash and various kind of fungus on the body with cornmeal. Cornmeal works very well, and it's pretty remarkable how well it works on toenail fungus and some things that a lot of people use very expensive and very dangerous chemicals to try to control. And somebody went into a store to buy some cornmeal, and they were asked if they wanted to buy gluten or non-gluten corn meal for this use. The best cornmeal for the use for treating toenail fungus or heat rash or whatever you're using it for like that would be whole ground organic cornmeal. That would be the ideal thing to buy. It would work the best and be best in every way. Second best would be just any whole ground cornmeal. And then the cornmeal that's used to make cornbread that's in the grocery stores, people have used with so-so success. The problem there is, a lot of people don't know this, that when much of the cornmeal that's in the grocery stores is made, the bran and the germ is pulled out. In other words, the outside part of the kernel is pulled off, just like making white bread. And so it's just like it wouldn't be as nutritious for you, it's not as good for fighting these fungal diseases. So you need a whole ground cornmeal. Corn gluten meal is the protein part of cornmeal. It's the protein part that's pulled off, and it would be higher in gluten. There's going to be some gluten to a degree in any kind of cornmeal, though. And I don't think it's any big deal one way or the other. And in this, if you soaked your feet, if you had toenail fungus and soaked your feet in wet corn gluten meal, it might work. I don't have any idea. Nobody's ever done that and told me about it, and I haven't either. I've never had toenail fungus. One of the best listener pieces of advice I ever got related to this Well, first of all, it was a listener that told me about it in the first place. He had heard me talking about curing fungal diseases on plants, and he and his wife had had toenail fungus issues over the years, and they thought, well, you know, it's a fungus. Let's try it. And they soaked their feed in wet cornmeal, and it cured the toenail fungus. That's how the whole thing got started. But then somebody else gave me a tip. They said, well, that's too much trouble. I just put a little dry cornmeal down in my boot when I go to work. He was a fellow that worked outside and wore boots, and he just threw a little cornmeal down in his sock and in his boot, and it totally cured his toenail fungus going that route. So, yeah, it works. If you want more information, it's on the website on dirtdoctor.com. I'll put something on Facebook about it. I don't think I've ever done that. We did a newsletter on it at least once, but you can go into the library of dirtdoctor.com and just do toenail fungus, and the information will come up for you right there. Let's see. Open line at 866-444-3478. If you want to jump on real quick, and right now we'll talk to Dennis in Rome, Georgia. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am having my front yard redone, irrigation system, and I'm planting zoysia grass, and I want to know how much should it be watered.
Well, I don't know that there's an exact formula there, Dennis. You need to water it when it needs to be watered. Which zoysia are you planting, do you know?
No, sir, I don't know. I've hired a landscaper to do it.
Okay, you just know it's going to be zoysia. Well, the reason I ask is there's a lot of different zoysias. Some are real fine textured and look more like Bermuda grass as far as the leaf blade. One in that category is called emerald. And then on the other end of the spectrum, Meyer Z52 and several others have blades almost as wide as St. Augustine grass. So there's quite a bit of variance there. Some of them need more water than others. All I can tell you is that when you plant it, one, make sure that they plant it only solid sod. Don't do spot sodding. It grows way too slowly for anything other than solid sod. And then, two, if you can get them, and you can because it's your project, tell them to water the back side of the sod, the soil part. In other words, throw it upside down and water the soil side before they lay it in place on moist soil that they've prepared for planting. And then when they get through, roll it with a roller. And the reason you do that is not so much to make it smoother, although it'll help with that. The main thing that that does is that it eliminates air pockets under the sod, and that'll eliminate you getting yellow spots and some, you know, some damage and even dead places in your sod. You'll have perfectly green sod if you do those two things. And then you're just going to have to determine yourself how often it needs to be watered. I'd start off watering it really heavily, and then as it starts to dry out, water it again in a pretty short period of time, you know, maybe once a day at first, and then start backing off that and see how far you can go in between waterings, just like I recommend for any watering anything.
Would you say an hour a day?
Probably don't need that much. No, in the beginning, you can probably water 30 minutes a day, maybe 15 minutes at a time, depending on how you're going to water it, to keep it nice and moist during the establishment period, and then start backing off that. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run for a minute. I'll be back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. An attorney for Trayvon Martin's family is acknowledging disappointment over the acquittal last night of George Zimmerman in the teen's fatal shooting. But to Martin's supporters, Benjamin Crump is saying, quote, "For Trayvon to rest in peace, we must all be peaceful." The producers of Glee are describing Corey Monteith as an exceptional performer and an even more exceptional person. The actor who played the character Finn Hudson on the hit Fox TV series was found dead in his Vancouver, British Columbia hotel room yesterday. No indications of foul play. Israel's prime minister says he will not allow dangerous weapons to reach Lebanon's Hezbollah militants. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu commenting in an appearance on CBS TV's Face the Nation. There have been reports that Israel's carried out another airstrike in northern Syria last week. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Tim Lincecum has thrown his first career no-hitter and the second of the majors in 11 days. A gem saved by a spectacular diving catch by right fielder Hunter Pence in the San Francisco Giants' 9-0 win at San Diego. Pence talks about his catch to end the eighth inning.
You got
to
have all your chips in at that point. When, you know, anything hit, you got to give every, you know, everything you can to try to make a catch. And, you know, I just laid out, reached as far as I could, and happened to just get there.
Lincecum was on the losing end for the last no-hitter thrown by Cincinnati's Homer Bailey. NL East leader Atlanta beat Cincinnati 5-2, Braves winning pitcher Mike Minor.
I think we just mixed it up more, throwing, you know, different pitches in different counts, and, you know, they kind of got them off balance.
Washington lost to Miami 2-1 in 10 innings. The Nats fall 7 games behind the Braves. Pittsburgh beat New York 4-2, while St. Louis fell to Chicago 6-4. That means the Cards and Pirates are tied atop the Central. Arizona beat Milwaukee 5-4, while Los Angeles down Colorado 1-0. The Dodgers stay 2.5 games in back of the West-leading Diamondbacks. This is SRN Sports. Max Scherzer's unbeaten run is over. Texas tagged the Detroit All-Star with his first loss of the season, defeating the Tigers 7-1. Scherzer, who is 13-1, was trying to become the first pitcher of the majors to start 14-0. Since Roger Clemens in 1986, he allowed 4 runs and 8 hits in 6 innings. Rangers winning pitcher Derek Holland says getting the win in a head-to-head matchup with Scherzer is special.
You got to give him a lot of credit. The guy is 13-0 for a reason. He's got great stuff. You know, today I made some pitches when I really needed to the most. I guess you could say, yeah, it's up there with one of the big games this year.
In a battle of AL division leaders, Oakland beat Boston 3-0. The A's stay a game ahead of Texas atop the West. Cleveland beat Kansas City 5-3. The Indians back within a game and a half of Central leader Detroit. Tampa Bay beat Houston 4-3. The Rays pull within 3.5 of East leader Boston. By the American League Finals, Minnesota beat New York 4-1. It was Toronto 7, Baltimore 3. Seattle blanked the LA Angels 6-0. Interleague play, Chicago beat Philadelphia 5-4 in the first game in 11 innings. The Phillies came back to beat the White Sox 2-1 and 13 in the second. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Voss.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's go to Orlando, Florida, and talk to Carl next. Hello, Carl.
Good morning, Howard. How are we today?
Pretty fair.
Good. I appreciate your program and enjoy listening to it.
Thanks, sir.
I've got a problem in my wonderful lawn out here. On one side of the driveway, I noticed it popped up, and I basically beat it to death, and it's been brown for the past 4 or 5 months because I'm afraid to put any sod on top of it. And then I notice across the driveway that I've got the same problem starting to occur all of a sudden, and that is torpedo grass.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a automatic irrigation system, and do you water a lot?
No. I water it. I pay attention to it on a constant basis, and I water it I water it by hand through an irrigation system, but I physically turn it on and off.
Okay. This grass is something that I haven't personally dealt with, but it is an aquatic grass. It grows in wet soil, and that's why I was wondering if maybe you're keeping these areas a little bit too wet. What kind of turf are you having the problem in here? Is it
St. Augustine palmetto?
Okay, and it's growing, it's invading into that grass.
Correct.
Well, that's a tough one. You can kill it with the, you know, any of the things that we use as organic herbicides. You can kill it with something like the Monterey fatty acid products, Scythe, Avenger, which is a delimonene product, would kill it. The vinegar formula, making your own mixture from my formula that's on our website under guides, would work. The problem is when it's mixed in with your St. Augustine grass, all of these products are non-selective and will kill the St. Augustine as well. How big a square footage area are we talking about having to deal with?
I'm probably looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 square feet.
200 square feet. It may be as bad a situation, Jack, as you have to have a contractor come in, take a sod cutter, and cut that whole area out and start over. But there's one thing that I would get you to at least try, and I have no idea if this will work or not. There's a product, I've talked about it for another weed earlier in the show, but it's a selective organic herbicide, and it's called AgriLawn, AgriLawn, AgriLawn Crabgrass Control, or Crabgrass Killer, I guess is the name of it. It's a cinnamon product. The active ingredient, believe it or not, is cinnamon, and it's in a potassium bicarbonate carrier, and it probably has some other herbs in it as well. And it is very effective on crabgrass and various broadleaf weeds. Now, whether it'll work on this torpedo grass or not, I don't have any idea. When you touch the leaf of the torpedo grass, I know it has a sharp point on it and all that, but does the leaf itself have a texture to it, any fuzziness? Or
yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah, it does. It's not like St. Augustine grass.
Okay. Well, this stuff, that's good, because this stuff works best on weeds that have a little bit of a texture to them. And the slick stuff like St. Augustine and Bermuda and Zoysia, and I'm afraid dollarweed, unfortunately, has got a slick leaf too. But it might work on this torpedo grass. You are now officially in charge of this research.
Okay.
So get some of the product. It tells you real clearly on the label how to use it and everything. You wet the area and you dust it on the entire area, and it kills the weeds. If it will work on this weed, without hurting the St. Augustine, it might yellow the St. Augustine up a little bit temporarily, but it'll pop right back.
I'll try to spot it.
Yeah, let me know how it works for you, and take some pictures.
I greatly appreciate your help, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we'll get a little research from him. That'll be great for everybody. Jack and Lorena is calling back. Hello, Jack.
Hey. I've got one question. You mentioned the alkaline soils, and we do have alkaline soil down there, plus our water. We're on well water. I live out in the country.
Yeah.
And it's very alkaline. I've taken it to a pool place and just straight out of the tap.
Yeah, that's the problem with your
so
products.
High,
yeah.
They can't even read it.
Yeah. Well, we can do some things to help here, Jack. One thing that you need to look into is the possibility of injecting into your irrigation either the entire Garrett Juice, and in this case, I think the Garrett Juice Pro would be really good for it because it has microbes in it too, but any kind of Garrett Juice would work almost as well, or just do apple cider vinegar by itself. And injecting it into the water is going to make the water quality improve dramatically and is going to help you with those trees. I'm almost positive that you've probably heard me talk about it, that they're mixed breed trees with pin oak blood in them.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, they will not survive long term in alkaline soil and alkaline water. You can change the water by doing either Garrett juice or apple cider vinegar, injecting into it at somewhere around a tablespoon per gallon is the way you'd try to figure out how to, you know, how much of the stuff to use. Somewhere around a tablespoon per gallon or just a hair less than that every time you water would be give you outstanding results. Changing the pH of the soil is going to be a lot tougher, but using the Garrett juice that has vinegar in it or the vinegar by itself will slowly help you change the pH of the soil as well.
Okay.
That's your only help. If it stays with the alkalinity that it's got, those trees are just going to continue to get worse and worse.
Okay. Yeah, we have trouble with any plants that aren't adapted to the alkaline.
Well, you'll see dramatic results if you inject either one of those things into the water. This simplest thing would be just get apple cider vinegar and try that. When you use the Garrett juice, you know, you're just adding a lot more nutrients and a lot more trace minerals and a lot more benefit. So give either one of those a try, and you're going to see your plants just spring to life.
Okay. Okay. Hey, on the roots, I knew I'd gone too deep, but I was looking for girdling roots.
No, what you did is cool. I'm glad to see somebody actually overdid it. Most people will expose just a little bit of the flare and not go nearly deep enough.
How much would you think I'd need to come back up?
I wouldn't come back up much at all. I'd just throw maybe a little bit of mulch down in the hole, and it'll gradually fill up by itself. It's not hurting the tree at all to leave it like it is.
Okay.
All right, good luck. Keep me posted on that and see if we can turn it around with changing our water. And if you've already done the water test, you know where you are. Once you start adding the vinegar, you might want to test the mixture with the vinegar in it, so you just make sure you're not overdoing it the other direction.
Okay. Can you recommend any trees that will grow in the alkaline soil?
There's all kinds that will. In fact, the red oak, the proper red oak will. You've got an improper red oak.
Okay.
Yeah, red oak will, bur oak. You know, the Chisos oak, which is the Canby oak, will do great in that area. Pecan trees, the Texas ash, cedar elm. You can grow the Duran oak. You can grow all kinds of oaks there. But the pin oak is just specifically adapted to very acid conditions. So that's your issue.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. And those of you who don't know what we're talking about, he called earlier in the show, and you can see his trees. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, go into the forums, click on the area that says the tree, it's the tree forum, and his is is titled Red Oak Issues. And you can see somebody that actually expose the flare of trees. First time I've ever seen anybody do that. Usually it's the other way around, not done enough. Here's Shirley in Wolf City. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Howard. I just wanted to let you know about the corn meal. We have a pond on number 10 fairway,
uh-huh.
And it was just covered in the algae, and I took just maybe a bowl of the cornmeal out of the kitchen that we get, you know, for use for baking, mm-hmm. and went out and spread it around that pond, and it cured the algae went away probably within a week.
No, that's great. That's great. It'll sometimes work better the first couple of times you try it than long term. Long term, you might even want to get into some of the biological products like BioSI has if it rears its head again. But, try it again. It's just been my experience that after a couple of applications of cornmeal, for some strange reason, it doesn't seem to work as well as it did the first couple of times.
Oh, okay. Well, I've done it. It came back probably a month later, and I did do it the second time, and it cured it the second time.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It's working for you. That's super. Are y'all using organic fertilizers now at all? Or just still synthetic fertilizer?
No, Howard. Our greenskeeper has got a big tank at the big pond, and it's got the fertilizer in the water.
Okay, but it's synthetic fertilizer?
I think so.
Okay. If you could get him to consider using this new Garrett Juice Pro instead, you'll see that you won't have the algae problems in the first place to have to deal with, and you'll see that you can cut your water use and all kinds of things. So tell him he can find out about it by going on our website, and it's called Garrett Juice Pro. And he can really improve everything and save some money if he gives it a shot.
Okay. Well, that would be great. We've got the well going now, and, you know, that costs lots of money to run that well.
Right, right. Well, I want to get down there again and see you and tee it up again.
Well, I sure wish you'd come. Also, I need to give you another thing that you told about several years ago, and that was about putting the molasses around the trees that are getting the mistletoe in them.
Uh-huh.
And I did that, and, boy, you know, I don't have the mistletoe climbing up the tree anymore.
Did the mistletoe that was already growing turn brown and wither away?
Well, it was just growing. It was starting where the tree branches out, and the mistletoe was growing up there. And I put the molasses around the base of it, and it's not growing up there anymore.
Okay, great.
But I got it all off.
Okay, you pulled it all off, and none has grown back.
I picked it off. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It hadn't come back.
Well, sometimes it'll actually shrivel and turn the mistletoe brown when you do the sick tree treatment or heavy amount of molasses like you did. Shirley, thanks for the report. And
thank you.
I
enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. The birds are flying in, as you hear, so let's take a little business break and then come back for more of your calls, 866-444-3478. And, again, you can look at details of all this stuff at dirtdoctor.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead Try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's talk to Laura in Rice, Texas. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you, Howard?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. I was calling to tell you that I talked to you several months ago about our horses that were suffering with pigeon fever.
And
we've been using the Arbico Holistic Fly Defense, and
okay.
We also got the Tryptogamma Wasps and have had no flies.
That's great.
Amazing.
Right.
And they are doing wonderful. We still haven't found anything and looking for something for grasshoppers. We have a plague of biblical proportions here. They've eaten our garden and trees and everything.
I talked to you about that before, didn't I? Y'all did not have good luck with the kale and clay in your situation?
We haven't been able to find it.
Well, they've got it. Arbico sells it, and it's not a real heavy material, even though it's a big bag. It's a real light, fluffy material, so the shipping wouldn't be too much. I'm pretty sure they have it. I'm almost positive they do, and I know that the Natural Organic Warehouse has it as well. But if your local feed stores or garden centers don't have it, they should have it, for one thing, if you're having that sort of a problem, and they can get it through wholesale distribution chains out there. But you can buy it direct yourself if you want to go that route.
Super. What's the name? Is it Surround?
It's Surround. Yeah, it says Surround WP. The WP stands for wettable powder.
Okay.
Well, I'm delighted that Arbico helped you out. Their fly parasites are, the state of the art in the business. So I'm glad you got to try it.
Well, we've been very impressed. I read somewhere that tomato leaves are toxic. Have you ever heard about that, using that as a spray?
Well, they basically are. It's really interesting. All the nightshades, the foliage is basically toxic, and it ranges in toxicity. But, you know, it's not toxic, unfortunately, to some of the pests that eat it, but it's not anything that animals or people would want to eat. If you made a spray out of it, I don't know how well it would repel, because, you know, some of the tobacco hornworm and various kind of insects don't think it's toxic at all. They love to eat it.
Yeah. I've noticed the grasshoppers don't eat the plants. They'll eat we put the chickens out there, and they eat the tomatoes, but the plants are still green.
The grasshoppers did not eat the tomatoes. Uh-uh. Well, it might be worth trying. It might be worth trying making a tea out of the foliage and spraying it around to see if you could get some success. One thing that Bob Webster talks about on his show, and he and I visit, you know, every Saturday morning, there's a place down in San Antonio called Sandy Oaks Olive Ranch or something like that. They're in the olive business, and they make various kinds of products. But they discovered that a material called lecithin, I think is the name of it, mixed together with clove sprayed on their olive trees would repel both Texas leafcutter ants, which is an extremely difficult insect to control, and also grasshoppers.
Really?
And they sell it. They sell the product there at Sandy Oaks. So you could call them. They're down in San Antonio or near San Antonio. And they might be able to help you out. You ought to get some of that and give it a try, and hopefully they'll have that product on the market a little more widespread. Right now, I think it's the only place you can get it.
Super. Well, I also wanted to tell you on that. I'll call them. The pigeon fever. The only thing that cleared the actual wounds up was something called Vetrisin. I don't know how, if it's toxic, but everything else. Oh, yeah. My husband just said that the humans can actually use it, but it actually cleaned the wounds. It's been great on that, so just passing that on as well.
And it's lecithin?
No, Vetrisin.
Vetrisin, okay.
Vetricin.
Okay.
The gel. And it's it cleared it up. I mean, we've been finding it forever and put that on it, and it cleared it up within a week.
Okay, great. So, thanks for the tip. Talk to them about their product down at Sandy Oaks. Let me know what you think.
I will. Thank you,
Laura.
So much.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
The report.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
It's Christine in Arlington next up. Hey, Christine.
Good morning, Howard. Nice to talk to you.
Same here.
Hey, we're having a wonderful little rain here in Arlington.
That's great.
Yeah. I have a kind of a two-part question. I have some St. Augustine grass in the front yard that has been attacked, and with, I'm pretty sure it's a weed called oxalis.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it looks a little bit like a clover, but and it's kind of a brownish red. The leaves are
yeah, that's probably what it is. Oxalis. That one is a piece of cake to kill with that product that I've mentioned a couple of times today called crabgrass killer.
That's what I was wondering about.
Agrilon crabgrass killer will take it out, and it won't hurt the turf, St. Augustine at all.
Agrilon, is that what you said?
Yeah, it used to be garden weasel. You might see it listed that way on some of the websites that still sell it. They sold it back or gave it back to the fellow that invented it in the first place, and the name of his company is Agrilon. That's the reason for the name change.
Okay.
Well, it'll take it out.
Right. I do have one other question. Can I be on hold for that?
Let me put you on hold because I have several holding. All of you holding, keep holding, and I'll help you before I get away from here today. Appreciate everybody being with us. We had great calls and some great tips today and had a lot of fun visiting with you. During the week, you can go to Facebook, The Dirt Dr. Howard Garrett, and we try to help people there during the week. Also on dirtdoctor.com, of course. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Just fill out the form that's on the website on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com under newsletter. And we'll see you next time. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.